there are only a few more episodes left until we reach 300 episodes of Ambition, Honey, and Hustle Season 1. I am so happy for every bit of the journey that you have traveled on, and I'm so excited for every piece of value that you have gleaned along the way. If we're not connected already, we have got to be connected. I'd love to hang out on Instagram. You can find me at Candace Spears, but you can also find me at almost every other social channel, whether it's LinkedIn, look for Candace Spears. On Twitter, I'm at Canned Spears, C-A-N-D Spears. Same thing on Facebook. And if you want to drop me an email, I'm Candace@CandaceSpears.com. There's no reason for us to not be connected. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. And also, I would love if you would head over to Apple Podcasts, leave me a rating and a review. That just helps the podcast be heard by more listeners. Now, you make sure you stay tuned, because we will be coming back with Season 2 in May. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. New format, new guest, ready to rock and roll. Thanks for listening. Here we go. A closed mind doesn't get fed. I just came up with that. Maybe it exists already, but here's where I'm going. Being open to possibility, you start to see opportunities that you can leverage. Let's get into that after the theme song. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. There is so much power in just being open to possibility, open to what is and what could be. I mean, I don't know a better way to say it. So I just got off of a Zoom conversation with someone that I've known for a while, and who also has his own business that he runs. And our conversation took a turn that I didn't even think it would take, but it opened my eyes to some possibility. And basically, you know, as we got to talking, it had a lot to do with leveraging our strengths, leveraging our networks, leveraging our industry expertise. And what we found from the call is really a business partner relationship that could exist. Now, here, a partnership in which, you know, I didn't necessarily plan to play, but my experience, my background, my history, my relationship lends itself well to partnering up in this space. And I think just a quick stop for a second. As you're on an entrepreneurial journey, one of the things that I think it's beautiful about being an entrepreneur is that literally your avenues are limitless. So for those of you who are multi-passionate entrepreneurs, you understand exactly what I'm saying. You've got different things that you care to do and pursue, and you have that opportunity as an entrepreneur. Now, do I say that to suggest that if you are new and fresh on this train, that you start doing 1,000 different things? No, not exactly, not at all. In fact, that is sort of the fastest way to not necessarily see yourself get the traction that you need to. But the beauty in the journey and getting to that full entrepreneurship journey is that you have options. You have lots of different paths that you can take. So anyhow, this conversation with this person just harkened back to that need to be open to what is out there, that need to be open, not only in heart and mind, but keeping your eyes open, keeping your ears open, and not necessarily closing yourself off to opportunity. And one of the ways that you can close yourself off to opportunity is, you know, by not taking the step to have that conversation with someone that you know or don't know, you know, by deciding, I don't think they're for me. I don't want to go to XYZ thing. You never know what could be until you take that action step forward to see what actually is, if that makes any sense. So what I want to leave with you is be open to possibility. Don't shortcut your actions before you've actually taken them. Take the action, review what's happened in the action, and then decide what path you want to go, where you want to put what you've learned as a result of that action. So I say this to say to you now, take this and take action, as if you haven't heard that word enough. I say it because it's important. It's important on your journey, and you will need it to help yourself keep pushing down the path. So take this and take action. I hope you have a great day and great evening whenever you're listening. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Enjoy what you're hearing on this podcast? Well, if you do, I need you to do me a huge favor. Go over to Apple Podcast, look for Ambition, Honey, and Hustle, and leave me a rating and a written review. That would be so awesome. And you don't know how much that helps other listeners just like you find us. So go ahead, leave the rating and review. I'll wait or not. I'll trust that you'll go and do it. And I thank you very much in advance.